Aid organizations are concerned at the growing number of Afghans who were forcibly deported from Iran this month.
At least 250,000 Afghan refugees have returned to Afghanistan since the US-led war on terror began. Iran has been hosting around 2 million refugees, many of them illegal, ever since the Afghan-Soviet war waged through the 80s. Now, Iran wants them to leave at any cost. As these Afghans step onto home soil, they bring with them tales of persecution in Iran.
I was working in Tehran and one day municipal authorities took me away. They did not allow me to go back to my room to pick up my belongings. They dragged me to a detention house, they abused me, they beat me up. They only gave me half a loaf of bread in the morning and half a loaf of bread in the evening.
Several others have shared Najibullah's trials as they sought refuge in Iran. Social workers described the plight of young child refugees forcibly repatriated in Afghanistan. In a relief camp in Herat province near the Afghan-Iran border, 10-year-old Fatima fights to hold back her tears. She says she has been separated from her parents who might still be in Iran.
No one knows where I am. I told them to take me back, but they did not.
The voluntary repatriation of Afghans is governed by a tripartite accord in Geneva on April the 3rd. By Iran, Afghanistan, and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The agreement envisages the annual repatriation of 400,000 Afghan refugees from Iran. For the refugees, it's been a long and torturous wait for rehabilitation.